like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
in the morning. Lou Manfredini
and Lindsay Smithway
filling in for Bill and Wendy this morning.
Christmas.
That's
just like
they don't have hourly sponsors on this show like on Saturdays. No.
Where I don't know. It's amazing how awake though I feel at 10 a.m. opposed to
this is
7
awesome.
A.m.
I could totally do this.
I woke up, had some coffee, had breakfast. Normally,
Steve, what do you do? You work from 9 until 3?
I'm usually in here at a little before 8.
Yeah. Well, you don't sound well.
It's real nice.
No. But I'm worried about you.
I know it's a pain. I don't feel that great.
No, I know. But you're muddling through. I mean, the thing is, at least you do have to recognize the fact that you're not like outside digging a ditch. Or you have to go tow someone's car.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
And he looks really cute in his sweater today.
He does actually.
Does
I like
it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sweater.
It's like a kind of a holiday red sweater with sort of a banding across the shoulders,
it's,
right?
The design, yes.
Picked it up in Iceland.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You're Icelandic sweater.
Yes,
is it a holiday festive place, Iceland?
Well,
I want to go to Iceland.
You should go.
Did you go in that blue lagoon?
Yes, I did.
And did you feel rejuvenated and cleansed? And...
Yes, it was very cool. Put a little mud on my face.
So cool.
What was the deal with Iceland?
I used to work all day long and get mud on my face. Yeah. I didn't have to go on vacation for that. When was that trip?
In June. We went in June.
Yeah. And what's the weather like in Iceland in June?
It was in the, we saw a little snow, but it was 40s or 50s. It's actually a pretty temperate, even-keeled climate.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, in Reykjavik, I think it's warmer than New York City in the winter.
Is it, are the people tall in Iceland?
I didn't notice that. Yeah, they were
I have these two tall daughters, and they're, like, the thing they always comment, you're tall, mm-hmm. Steve's tall.
Mm-hmm.
How tall, your daughter's not super tall.
Yeah, she's tall enough.
How tall is your daughter?
Right up to about there.
She's 5'9"?
I don't know the inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how tall is your wife?
She's shorter than my daughter and my son.
You are zero help.
By the way, can I just say, since it's you?
Yeah.
I'm no longer an owner of any teenagers. Noah turns 20 today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Noah.
He
is so cute.
Can we do this?
By the way, we got your Christmas card. I mean, both of your children are beautiful.
They are wonderful.
Wait,
did
we get it? Did I get your Christmas card?
I don't know. You made the list.
Yeah.
I always send an extra one to Lindsay and have her forward it to you.
Well, but I do. What do you do with your Christmas cards when they come into the house? Do you have like a basket?
We do.
We have a rack.
Mary, do you have like a basket that
I
you put your...
I hang mine on the wall. Oh. I hang them up on the side of my refrigerator. I have a cabinet surrounding my refrigerator, and I keep them up there until about June.
Yeah.
Because I like to look. I do.
Really?
Because people put a lot of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You are the only person I've ever heard that has done that, and I love it because you're right.
It.
It's so much money.
I have a montage of pictures,
and
I keep them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well, see,
exactly.
Now, we have a basket, or like mm-hmm. It's like a little reindeer basket that sits in this little niche that's in the wall through our hallway. And they come in, and my wife obviously looks at them first, because she typically does the mail, and puts them in the basket. Then I don't look at them. I pass by, and then probably this week, I will take the basket, and I will sit on the couch, and I'll look through each one.
Of what?
No, it could be the middle of the day.
All right.
But then, and
okay,
some people...
glass of what?
Well, right now, I'm having hot chocolate. Bad radio station hot chocolate. But, I'll look through them, and then inevitably I go, who's the Johnsons? Because I have no idea who they are.
You sound like my husband. That's what he
totally
does.
Well, because, it'll be some, my wife had a career at Arthur Anderson and an Anderson Consulting for 15 years. And literally there are people, and she's been retired from that career for probably just as long, but there are people that she's still in contact with. Oh, that's someone I worked with at Anderson 15 years ago. And their kids are, their grandparents now or whatever it is, right? It is. The evolution is amazing.
It's called aging. Yeah, it's not evolution.
Not evolution.
Every year I take out my cards for my kids when I started, and I go through every picture, because we do a picture every year.
Right.
And I look at them every year and see how the evolution has happened with my Neanderthal children.
Right. When do you stop doing that? I mean,
with your kids?
When do I stop? Well, now I'm doing it. Well, now it's extended.
Well, right, so now you're a grandmother.
And I have a baby. Yeah.
Right, so is the grandbaby in the Vandeveld Christmas card?
I did like a shot of my husband and I, then each family.
Oh, like a montage.
A montage of the families, yes, and my son and his girlfriend, of course. So,
Girlfriend made the Christmas card?
Well, she did, because they've been dating for 4 years. I mean, she's like a member of the family.
And why is your son taking so long?
Well, he's 21.
Oh.
Please.
Oh. Well, we were at last night, so our daughters are both home from college, and they were like, "Dad, come watch a movie with us." And they were watching Father of the Bride. I'm like, "Oh, I love that movie."
Oh, that was just done.
And so I was in and out, and Carmen goes, "It's not that good." I go, "It's not that good." She goes, "Maybe you need to be the father." I go, "Well, yeah, that helps."
Dad, I met a man in Rome, and he's watching.
But Carmen's working our computer right before that scene. I go, "This is the best scene. You got to watch it."
We're getting married.
And she, the actress, or the character, is 22.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And she looks like she's 16 in the movie.
Oh, she does.
Isn't she married to Brad Paisley in real life?
She is.
Right?
Good. Yes.
Right?
What's her name again?
Is that the one with Martin Short, and he was the caterer?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. And they have to park the 200 cars, remember?
Is Nafe Blue.
Wow, you like
know every line to that movie. But I remember when I watched it, when she was 22 getting married, I mean, I was younger, and so I was going, oh, but you know.
Mary, how old were you when you got married?
Kimberly Williams. I was 24. I was young.
I think she went to Northwestern.
Yeah, she did.
FYI.
My wife was 23.
Yeah, my mom was 22.
Yeah, Steve?
1, 2.
16? Down south? Southern Illinois, 16?
Not Southern Illinois. I was 31.
What? You wouldn't call that Southern Illinois?
Where I live?
Yeah.
God, no.
Madison?
Mantino.
Oh, Mantino.
First of all,
okay.
It's 45.
Right next to Madison.
45 minutes from the cell.
Peru.
I could get downtown probably as quickly as you growing up in Libertyville.
I didn't grow up in Libertyville, but thank you.
I mean,
Highwood.
Highwood. Well, maybe not Highwood, but Libertyville. It's not Southern Illinois at all. It's Kankakee County, Northern End.
All right.
It's getting closer.
What would you call Kankakee County Southern?
No. It's the...
At what point do we say Southern Illinois?
When you get to Southern Illinois.
Decatur?
Decatur, yeah. I mean, you go start going south of Champaign. I mean, there's got to be a central. There's a northern and a southern. There's got to be a central.
Okay. So we're going to say that Champaign is Central Illinois?
I'm going to put it in Central Illinois firmly. All right. Right.
All right, I'll give you...
Peoria?
Okay. Southern?
No. Central. Have you been to Southern Illinois?
Almost St. Louis to call it Southern?
Well, that's Southern Illinois, isn't it?
That's Missouri. all right. Well, this is great. What would you like to talk about today? I'd like to just talk to them. It's nice to see them and talk to them.
I know. It's been a while.
I know. And this is a little bit different for us, obviously. Lindsay and I, we've decided to work together for how long?
Well, almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. It was 10 years last year in my book. My math is not correct, but I do thank you for that very fancy 10-year dinner that you took us to.
Right, there was
only,
nine.
Only for
and
me
you
to
waited
realize.
Till the end of the dinner to say, I did the math and it's really 9 years.
Well, I figured
so
it out.
So you tried to just peel the dinner out of me.
After we made the reservation and we had the time set, I'm going, wait a minute. I called Todd Manley and I said, I needed this. I wanted to try and find our first show together. And I was doing some research and I found out, you know, maybe the day before our fancy dinner was.
What was the name of that assistant program director that worked here for like 30 seconds back in the dark ages? And then he left. Remember? He went to go work in New York.
Dan Zampillo.
So remember right around when they were there, they had purchased all this music that they wanted us to use for, you know, what they call the rejoins and stuff. Oh, we bought this music library. You got to use it. And because they bought all that music, they took all of the rejoins that I had put in the, or I had put, you had put, or whomever, and deleted them all. And they were gone. Like, I had stuff when my kids were little, and that was the only place that I had them.
Hmm.
And they were gone.
I know, it stinks.
If I ever see him, I'm going to slap him.
I have a bunch of them for you one day.
You probably still have them because you don't throw anything away.
No.
Okay. Do we have to take a break? When do we have to do that? Yeah? Would you like me to do that? What would you like me to do? Jasmine is producing today.
I would like for you to take a break.
Would you like me to read something or would you just like me to hit a button? You tell me.
I can hit it.
All right, go right ahead. We'll be right back.
Who the heck are you? What are you talking about? I'm Santa Claus. No, you're not. Why, of course I am.
You disgust me. How can you live with yourself?
Just cool it, Zippy.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Look, I'm not kidding. You're a fake.
You stink.
I think you're going to have a good Christmas, all right?
You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
That was on last night, too. You smell like beef and cheese. I have a quick question. I know we came up with a bunch of topics, but when is the last time you got into a car accident?
Why are you asking me this? I feel like you're jinxing me now.
Jasmine, when is the last time you got into a car accident?
It was the third day I got my first car.
Okay. And was anybody hurt?
No, I was hurt mentally.
Oh, right. And were the cars drivable?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was really bad. That you got hit?
Yes.
And you had just gotten your first car?
Yes, 3 days after.
Oh.
I know.
That's the worst.
I got rear-ended a couple weeks ago, but it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah,
okay, so today, this morning, I'm coming in, and I get this phone call from my oldest son, Quinn. He goes, call me when you get a chance. I got in a car accident going to work.
Oh.
And the guy's making me go to the he wants to file a police report, and he wants me to go to the police station. I was like, wait a minute. I go, is anybody hurt? No. I go, are the cars drivable? He goes, yeah, they're just like a couple of scratches. And I go, you don't have to go to the police station. So he was like, the guy was nice and everything. Oh, I want to do it. And he's like, all right, you know, whatever. Well, it happened on the expressway. And I'm just making sure that I'm right about this.
Did you pass him on the way in?
No. It happened before we were coming in. But they go to a Chicago police, the Albany Park police, mm-hmm. and they go, oh, no, it's state police jurisdiction. We can't do anything for you. Mm-hmm. And the state police are like, we're not sending anybody.
Right.
Right. And so he was totally confused. And then he calls me and he goes, yeah, I'm following this guy to like the state police. And I go, just go to work. I go, they changed insurance mm-hmm. information, their driver's license and everything. And as far as it's been a long time since I've gotten into a car accident, watch, I'll get in one now leaving
exactly.
here.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
But if the cars are drivable and you switch insurance,
absolutely,
you're done. Right.
Why get the police involved?
Take a picture.
Take a picture, right?
Take a picture
did.
Of the car and the license plate, because this happened in my family on the Kennedy.
What happened?
The other person didn't drive to where they said they were going to. They bolted.
Right.
And we had no documentation of who they were.
Mm. Right. So, well, and that was the thing Quinn said when he talked to the guy. They both traded insurance information. They both took pictures of each other's driver's license. They took pictures of the cars. And then, and I go, well, are you following the guy? No, he just, you know, we got the address. He goes, I don't want the guy to feel like I'm bolting. I go, mm-hmm. you gave him all your information.
Right.
I go, call your insurance agency. Let him know what's going on.
Actually, now that I think about it, about a year ago, I was rear-ended again. And I called. I didn't know what to do. You kind of get into a panic mode, and I do get nervous that this guy's going to bolt or give me the wrong information or do the right thing. So I did call the police, and they said, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, just get his information, and we're not going to send anybody. And then I was fine as long as they said that, and I still left a little uneasy. So I think it was probably he was just trying to cover himself to make sure that Quinn wasn't going to.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, he was, you know, he's going to work. Sure. He was dressed, you know, it wasn't like a slob or anything like that. So it's just, you know, it's interesting to me that people, Lori, it is the law that, hold on a second. Hey, Lori. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
How are you, Lori?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What do you have to say about this topic?
Well, I actually teach a traffic incident management class.
Perfect.
And it is the law that if there is no injuries, you're to get the cars out of the way, exchange information, and you can deal with it later.
Right. The police do not want to come waste their time on something like that.
Exactly.
Right. So that was my son's biggest concern. He goes, I haven't gotten in a car accident since I was 16. And he goes, and you were with me. You know what I mean? So I, you know, you're 16-year-old. You're, mm-hmm. I'm going to let my dad handle this. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so he did nothing wrong. And as long as they have all their information, it's not like he's running away from the situation.
Exactly. And they used to tell you, I'm old, so at my age, you know,
Lori, you're seasoned.
Yeah. I'm seasoned.
Evolved.
But they used to tell you, oh, God, you know, don't leave an accident because you can get, you know, a ticket for leaving the scene of an accident.
Right.
And that is no longer the case.
All right, Lori, you're the best. Hey, give Lori something.
Oh.
Here, come on. We have Bill and Wendy's prize list. We'll give everything off the prize list.
Jasmine, you'll love this. Lori, we're gonna put you on hold. Jasmine, I'll get you information because we're going to send you a gift card to Baker Square. The holidays serve your family the best pie in America from Baker Square, like their holiday French silk and candy cane pie. Call, come in, or visit bakersquare.com to order yours.
That sounds delicious.
We're
going to do the news in a little bit, but when we come back, and we're not going to really talk about anything controversial. And Steve, I know, talked about this with John weeks ago, but you know, with the whole sensitivity now about how we have to treat each other, you know, like the different sexes, it's really hindering me being me.
I can tell.
I'm really catching myself now.
You're just really vocal, or you just like to compliment people.
I'm just a nice person.
Right, and so you like to say nice things.
Like on Saturday, Friday.
I love your blouse.
Right, on Friday, Jasmine probably will attest to this, and Jasmine, you can be completely honest with me. So we had our Friday holiday thing. Mm-hmm. Jasmine, if you've ever met her, has like amazing hair.
Doesn't she?
Amazing hair. And I think the first time I worked with Jasmine, I was like, man, look at that hair. Your hair is beautiful. And she had a beautiful hairstyle on Friday. And I said, Jasmine, I love your hair. Right? Remember me saying that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, I said that, and then I got nervous that I shouldn't have said it.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Jasmine, you know my story, right?
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
About a month ago, I walked into the office, and I'm like, oh, Jasmine, that color looks great on you.
Right.
And then I went back and apologized later in the day. I'm like, can I take that back?
Right. It's really hard. So now, okay.
It was a dusty rose.
That was the color?
It's my favorite color, by the way.
You would look
I
it in that.
Came... here to do the show today. I met up with Jasmine and Lindsay real quick and I said, I'm going to run upstairs and get my headphones. And as I went to the elevator, this woman was coming off the elevator and she had a really cute haircut. And I don't know the woman.
Most
she was just
men
walking by
that.
And I didn't say a word to her. And I was catching myself. My wife, I know, is just spinning right now. And then now you, I was going to say this. I'm going to say it now because we're talking about this. Okay. We'll talk about this after the news. And I want to get other people's take on this. Mm-hmm. You have a really pretty necklace on.
Oh, thanks.
And so now it's different because we have a...
Don't say that to me again.
See what I mean?
Why were you looking here?
You're wearing a neck. Your blouse is all the way to your neck.
And are your eyes going up and down when you say that?
No, but Mary, this is my point.
I know. I totally agree with you. It's gotten
sad.
A little.
It
it's sad.
Sad.
But it's
ridiculous.
And I'm
not,
I feel
and
sorry
I,
for men.
Please understand, I'm not diminishing any of the craziness that these crazy men and their behavior, which is, you can't even come up with anything. Like, what are you doing? Right? But at the same point, I'm just worried that we're getting to a, and I know, I heard Steve and John talk about this a few weeks ago, but I am totally catching myself. Like, I'm a hugger.
Well, you called me after when this whole thing started. You called me and you literally took me aside and said, look, do I ever make you uncomfortable with the things that I say? And I mean, you don't. And have a good enough relationship where I know you.
What about that letter I got from your attorney?
But my... You cannot talk about that on the air.
Oh, right.
I don't think you should go up to strange women in the elevator that you never talk to.
Or the airplane. You do it on the airplane all the time, too. Look at that cute blouse.
I know. Okay, so quick story. Oh. I'm on a plane. I'm sitting on the exit row, and this woman coming down the aisle has this really great dress on. This is a while ago. This is years ago. Okay?
Okay.
You know this story. And she sits down next to me, and I got back up, and then she stood back up, whatever, and I said, that's a great dress. It was a great dress. And she kind of smiled and sat back down. And then as I sat there, and I'm thinking I shouldn't have said that. This is years ago, because I don't know this woman. Then as people are boarding the plane, another woman comes in to get to the seat next to her, and the woman stands up, and the woman says to her, I love your dress.
And you went, oh, thank God.
And then the woman looked at me, and I go, see?
So sad because it's. I just wanted to compliment her dress.
I wasn't saying I want to date you. Let's go get a drink. It was a great dress.
But if somebody said that to me, if a guy said that to me on an airplane when I'm by myself traveling, and they said, "Ooh,
I'm getting to that point now where I'm like the creepy old guy. I don't want to be like he's a creepy old man saying stuff about me."
Well, there's no turning back now.
Thanks. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. There we go. Calling the North Pole now to see if we have Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Santa Claus.
The North Pole.
Oh.
If you'd like to speak to Santa, press 1.
Okay, hold on a second.
If you'd like to speak to Mrs. Claus, press 2.
No, maybe that'd be good.
If you'd like to speak to Santa Claus.
Oh, there we go.
Press 1.
1, yeah. Hold on, this probably is...
Please leave a message after the... It gets them every time. Rocking around
the Christmas tree. Still makes me laugh. Welcome back. Lou and Lindsay filling in for Bill and Wendy today until noon. Then it's the Wintrust Business Lunch with our own Steve Bertrand. And then we'll be on the bonus hour on the stream. Try not to swear, even though you can.
I can swear on the stream.
I think so.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I would.
No, you cannot swear.
Oh, you cannot? No. I thought you could.
You know I've had a potty mouth lately.
Can you do it? Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys do some swearing sometimes on the Mincing Rascals.
John Williams does.
Yeah, it offends me, I have to tell you.
Not me.
It doesn't offend you?
Does it really offend you?
You don't swear. You can't. I'm surprised that John does, because he's a longtime major market broadcaster. It's not, if the mic is on, I'm not a big, I don't use a lot of profanity.
People had any idea what a filthy mouth John Williams had just up and down the hallway.
He's like a sailor on leave.
It's just embarrassing.
I know. He's like a sailor on leave.
I'm sure. Awful. Kind of like you. Yeah. Whenever you do swear, though, I kind of like it. I think it's kind of, it's like my
now that
laugh.
Makes me uncomfortable.
It's my laugh for the day. Because it's so rare.
It is
so
rare.
When you say, I'm like, see, it is he rare. Is human.
A Christmas Story comes home, opened on November 11th, and the Christmas Story comes home exhibit is presented in collaboration with Warner Brothers Consumer Products and is going to be on display until January 7th at the Indiana Welcome Center in Hammond. Joining us on the phone line right now is Spiro Batistados, who is, what's your role over there, Spiro?
I happen to be the president and chief executive officer of the South Shore Convention and Visitors Authority. We're the people who own the Indiana Welcome Center and present the exhibit.
I'm so happy that they give an Irishman a chance to work in a place like that. That's great.
You know, I come from a long line of Irishmen.
Tell us a little bit about this exhibit and what people will see. It says here it goes until January 7th, which is great. There's still plenty of time to come out and take a look.
We've got a few weeks left. This is our 10th year presenting A Christmas Story Comes Home. And I was listening and learning all the great stuff on your program you got going. And I'm sure your listeners know that Gene Shepherd was from Hammond, Indiana.
Oh, all right.
Which is why when we had the opportunity to buy the 6 animatronic window displays from Macy's Herald Square, New York, and enter into our partnership with Warner Brothers, we want to bring those home and present them. And since then, we've added a 7th window. We have a huge slide from Santa's Mountain where we've got the best Santa in all of Chicago. And we put a Flick statue out front by the flagpole so you can go out and stick your tongue on the flagpole with Flick. And all kinds of great stuff to go on this time of year here, and it's just a blast.
How long have you been involved with the exhibit?
We've had it all 10 years. I've been with the organization for almost 29 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been here for quite a while.
So you've been, it has been, I'm going to use the word evolve again, but you've been adding to it year by year. And I have to tell you that, you know, for a lot of people, right, the Christmas Story has this special place in their heart. And so I would imagine people come with some pretty high expectations about what they're hoping to see.
They do, and you know, we think we're providing the right product because we see families year after year.
That's it's just so great.
Wait, I want to go back to the poll thing. The
special events that we do with we just did last Saturday, the Mama's Little Piggy mashed potato eating contest, which is a hoot. The week before that, we did our Oh Fudge tire relay race, where we have, you know, father, son, mother, daughter, whatever the pairs are, doing a relay race where they've got to carry the lug nuts around, and whenever they drop it, you hear the speakers will play, Oh, fudge. we just try to have as much fun as we can with
right.
it, and I'd really love you guys to come down and see
it. Spiro, wait, I wanted to hear more about the tongue on the pole thing. What did you say you have outside? I mean, it's really a...
On our flagpole outside, we did a bronze from Omri Amrani Studios up in northern Chicago. You know, Omri did the Michael Jordan and all the Packers stuff.
Right.
World famous sculptor in bronze. We have a Flick outside on our flagpole who's permanently affixed to the pole.
I missed that part. I thought you were saying that you have an icy flagpole out in the front for anybody that wants to maybe give it a try.
Right. Well, I'm sure people do, right?
I can't believe how many people actually stick their tongue on the flagpole. It's just so gross.
Wow.
But it happens all the time.
I'm sure.
Now, you have live entertainment as well, correct?
We have all kinds of special events on the weekend. Our live entertainment is pretty much concluded. That was on our first weekend, our major event.
Got it.
Weekend. But we still have Santa coming through, so you can still do... tomorrow, Wag Your Tail Wednesday, bring your pets in for photos with Santa.
Oh, that's great.
Santa will be here Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And I'm telling you, this is a great Santa. This is the best Santa I've ever seen.
And it's a free exhibit, right? Except for the Santa.
Absolutely. Other than the $6 or $7 for the picture
that's
with Santa,
awesome.
It's completely free. You can walk in and never spend a penny.
That's awesome.
But we want you to visit our gift shop where we've got a ton of Red Ryder BB guns. We've got leg lamps. We've got all kinds of Christmas story gift ideas.
Very cool.
And it's just 30 minutes from downtown Chicago. That's how close Hammond, Indiana is. It's just 2 hours north of Indianapolis for people listening down that way as well. It sounds like a great bunch of fun and probably something that in what you're doing, you really get excited about producing every year.
We do. I mean, it's just any time you can do something that you know the families are appreciating, that you see the look on their faces, and, you know, to do a free event and offer people an opportunity to have some family time together, that's what we're all about, and we're very proud of it. I think we've done a great job with it, but we'd like all of your listeners to come down and see us because it's very much worth their trip, and that's 30 minutes with traffic.
Right.
I can meet you in Greektown right now in about 20 minutes if you want to go to lunch.
We were just talking about that. Why didn't we bring any lunch in? Okay, the website is achristmasstorycomeshome.com, where you'll find a complete list of the special events and contests and hours of operations, directions. The Welcome Center gift shop, as you mentioned, offers a lot of movie memorabilia and, of course, the infamous leg lamp.
Fragile.
Fragile.
Did you watch the Christmas Story live the other night? And
I did not.
Oh,
I did not.
Matthew Broderick.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah. Spiro, did you watch it?
I did not.
It was cute. Maya Rudolph.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I had a prior commitment. I have to be honest. I went to the last show at the Star Plaza Theater.
Oh, that's right. What was the last show at the Star Plaza?
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, that's nice.
It had a soft spot in my heart because that's really where my career began.
Really?
So, yeah, there was a whole huge reunion of all of us that used to work there, and it was a bittersweet time. So I couldn't watch the musical. I was having some fun with the Oaks and going to the last show.
That sounds great. Spiro Badistatos is with the Christmas Story Comes Home exhibit that's going on until January 7th. Thanks so much for taking some time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Look forward to you guys coming down.
Happy holidays. Yeah, that's great. That's cool. Now, A Christmas Story was not the movie for me. Like, I've seen it. Is that your movie?
No, mine is Christmas Vacation. We've talked about this.
But I do,
on Christmas Day, you know, they do that. I think it's, what's the channel that does A Christmas Story? 24 Hours.
On
Christmas Day.
I don't know.
But we have it on starting at midnight when we go to bed, and
we'll
just let it run over and over. So I have to say, I don't know if I've seen the movie in its entirety from start to finish, but tell you about every line.
You shoot your eye out. All right, you know, today's Tech Tuesday, and we're going to talk about some last-minute techie gifts for the holidays. with Ashley Esqueda, who's going to be joining us in just a little bit. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, Lindsay Smithbook. We're in for Bill and Wendy today. We'll be back right after these messages. I was just talking about the Talking Heads last night with my daughter, Carmen. Did you ever see the movie Stop Making Sense?
I don't think so, no.
No? Joining us on the phone line is Scott Stein for Tech Tuesdays. He's a CNET senior editor. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Do you remember the movie Stop Making Sense?
Yeah, barely. I'm really bad. Yeah, that's like one that I've really seen only parts of.
Really? It's a good one. It's a good one, Talking Heads. It's probably an age, it's an age thing. I'm in my 50s, and so this would have been, Stop Making Sense must have come out in 1984, 5, 6 maybe. It's a great concert movie.
I was a baby.
It was great. I think actually it was directed by Jonathan Demme. Look at that.
I think so, yeah.
There you go. Well, Scott, you're not Ashley. But thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
You've got quite a resume of covering tech for CNET, and I think I actually have seen you on CBS doing tech stuff with them, which is always really quite informative. We were going to talk today about some last-minute gift ideas that are in the tech world.
Yeah, sounds good. And I know I'm a terrible last-minute shopper. I leave everything to the last second.
Or you're the ultimate last-minute shopper.
I would love to be the ultimate. I really feel like mostly a failure. I feel like the gifts get gotten before I even begin to mobilize to get one.
I mean, do you have a lot left? I feel like all men are last-minute shoppers, no, around the holidays?
Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask. Because Santa takes care of all the gifts for our children. Mm. And and I'm in charge of gifts for my bride. And the deal we have at our house is Santa takes care of the gifts, I wrap them.
Mm-hmm.
So I get piles of gifts, and then I lock myself in the basement, and I'm a very good rapper. I'm a very good rapper. Not in, you know, the vocal thing.
Oh, I thought that that's what you were taught.
Rapper with a W. Right.
Got it.
Okay, so let's talk about some last-minute gifts. Now, I have seen that the hottest tech gift right now, which you probably can't get, is the Nintendo Switch. And I really don't even understand what that is.
So the Switch, I love the Switch. It's really my favorite gadget of the entire year. It is Nintendo's next game console, and it's basically a handheld system, but it also comes with a dock that can turn it into a system you can connect to your TV. So it's both. And that's what the best feature about it. It also has a really great collection of games, despite having been out for just a year. So fantastic Mario and Zelda game. It's really kid-friendly. It's something you can play together. A lot of games are multiplayer. But it is hard to get, and it's $300, which is not necessarily something everyone wants to splurge for. For other people who want to shop Nintendo, still, the Nintendo 3DS has been one of my favorite handhelds, and you can find sales sometimes on those systems and some of those games, which are great for kids. And it is really hard to get to, but that Super NES Classic, it is popping up once in a while. It's $80, connects to your TV, plays old school games. It's fantastic if you can find it.
What, Scott, I'm going to go back to the Switch just so I understand it. So traditionally you would buy an Xbox or the Nintendo, what's the game console, the Wii, and then you play everything off of that. Is the Switch the actual brains of the whole thing? So you no longer need the main box that's connected to your television?
Exactly. That is the entire thing. It's basically like a little gaming tablet, and it's got little controllers that slide into the sides. But you can also pop out those controllers, and you can then use them separated. They connect wirelessly, or you can turn those into their own standalone game controller. So it's kind of like a transformer, basically.
I see.
And several different ways of playing. What's great about that is that it still looks really good on the TV. But you have everything to take it on the roads, especially for travel.
Right.
You're going away for the holidays or anything else. So you can take it anywhere.
Right, which if you went and bought an Xbox or a PlayStation, you'd spend over $300, but that's not the type of thing you're going to put in the back of the car.
No, and this you definitely can. The one thing to keep in mind is making sure you may have to get a couple extra controllers. There are two that come with it. that are little tiny ones that are fine for a couple of games, but, you know, you could also get a couple more for multiplayer. Games like Mario Kart are fantastic on it for multiplayer. And I think it's an idea that nobody else has done, so especially in gaming consoles. So the only problem is that if you have been playing Nintendo's games and systems beforehand, it's not backwards compatible, which can be really frustrating. So all those old Wii or Wii U or whatever you have games,
right.
Even downloaded ones, Nintendo has not allowed you to bring in your old account, which you can. That is something that Sony with PlayStation and Microsoft Xbox have been a lot better about.
That's great. All right, real quick, because we're running out of time. These whole home assistants like the Amazon Echo and the Google system, the Google Home, this is a hot, hot item. I mean, I know that the Amazon Echo has been out for a little bit, but we use one at our own home, and we absolutely love it. But this is changing
what's
and improving every day.
Well, the current ones, it's like a different color, right? What's the update?
It is. So they lowered the price. They changed the color. You know, now that regular Echo, which has a stronger speaker, is a better, more affordable product. But the great stocking stuffer one is still the Echo Dot or the Google Home Mini. These are little hockey puck-shaped little assistant, and they also have speakers. So they can play music, just not as loudly. But if you want to get your feet wet or want to just toss something in for someone to play with, at like a, you know, on sale, sometimes these drop to $30 in that range. They're fun. I mean, they're things that, especially if you have for the Google one, if you have an Android phone, if you are really connected to Google Things or Chromecast,
mm-hmm.
you can hook up with all of those things. You could find a fun way to connect them. It's kind of a DIY type of a project. And I think that, you know, again, for playing music, if you get one with a better speaker, those can be really nice streaming music sources for anyone who has Spotify and a couple of other subscription options that they can hook into. The Amazon one, if you're a Prime member, actually there's music you can already listen to, not a gigantic library, but enough. Plus, these can play podcasts, and, you know, so you don't have to do the whole thing. You can just use them to play some things, and that could be enough and be really great, too.
Scott Stein is a senior editor with CNET. Scott, where do people read and follow you and learn more about the tech world?
Sure. Well, follow me on JetScott on Twitter, and I'm also on CNET all the time, writing and reviewing about things, and appear on CBS from time to time as well. But Twitter is where I tend to pop all my thoughts, for better or for worse, on the tech world.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and happy holidays.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You too.
Sponsored by Illinois Tech Stewart's School of Business. They were the ones that brought us the Tech Tuesday. All right, quick break, and then we'll get to news right after this.
The Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big. It's just full.
Dad, that thing would be from our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at every life.
We just officially watched it for the first time with everybody.
Crazy to me.
Yeah. hi there. It's 11:12 in the morning. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, Lindsay Smithwick. We're in for Bill and Wendy this morning. And
your movie's It's a Wonderful Life.
My movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
And your story from It's a Wonderful Life pop-up are still, I still think about it. I mean, I know it was just last week. But.
Yeah. Right. I totally blame John Williams for the entire saga. Mallory was incensed when she found out about it.
Now you have to share this quick story.
Quick story. Pop-up bar. We interviewed them on the Saturday show because it was so cool. These guys, these bartenders from Fitzgerald's came up with this idea. They did the pop-up bar. It's completely sold out. You can't get a ticket to go in the place. And lo and behold, someone got me reservations. And so we had reservations. John and his lovely bride and Mary Beth and I went, and we go to check in, and they're like, oh, your party's already seated. So somebody heard us talk, and I had never said a word that we were going on the air.
Oh.
No. I never said we were going. But John, on that day, was so excited about it, and I was so excited when I got there.
Got it.
And, you know, and the thing is, I had a little, like I mentioned when we talked to Spiro, mm-hmm. you know, people have this expectation of what they want it to be. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be disappointed. Like, I don't want to go.
Absolutely.
And they didn't go far enough.
I was worried for you for that.
Right, because I have this, you know, I have this whole thing in my mind. And right when we walked in, they have this great sign that says, "Welcome to Bedford Falls." And it just like in the movie. Mm-hmm. And they had the rotisserie chicken going, like when he goes to goes to 325 Sycamore, mm-hmm. the house that they will renovate. And the they're real chickens, and they smelled amazing. Mm-hmm. And somebody took our reservation.
It's so hard for me to believe that I almost feel like the hostess or host misheard somebody. And maybe it was like the Freddy party.
Well, whatever. I just wanted to go into the bar.
I just wanted you to go up to the table and say, hello.
No. See, I wouldn't do that. Because karma comes back. Karma's an amazing thing.
Well, I would have done it.
Yeah. All right. I have a quick question.
Yes.
And maybe we can take some calls about this, too.
Okay.
Do you have a scale in your house, like that you weigh yourself on?
Yeah.
And how often do you weigh yourself?
You know how I said whenever I wake up in the morning, that Dolly Parton song comes to my mind?
Right.
Tumble out of bed and I tumble out of bed and I stumble to the scale.
Every day?
Every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
It's just like I go to the bathroom and then I step on the scale. And,
okay, so you've stepped on the scale all those years.
Yeah.
And have you been, in other words, for how many years have you been a consistent weight? I'm not gonna ask your weight, but I'm just saying.
I mean,
like most people, I'm sure that everyone fluctuates a little bit here and there.
Oh,
right.
I'm pretty much the same weight all the time. I mean, since I was married. When I got married, I was about 10 pounds lighter.
Yeah, you were super skinny. I was at your wedding.
And then, you know, I got married and just don't care anymore.
Mm. Is that what it is?
And so
he
now,
married me.
Yeah. And right? So now I've got the ring.
That's it.
And so now I've been the same. I'm 10 pounds heavier, but I have stayed this way probably since a year after.
Well, we recently bought a new scale.
Okay. Ooh. And is it a good one or a bad one? I bought a new scale too and I sent it back.
I'm 10 pounds heavier on the new scale than I was on the old
pounds?
Scale.
Uh-huh. Since the last time you weighed, when though? I mean, is it like you step on one scale 1 minute and the next minute you're 10 pounds heavier on the other one?
I probably stepped on the old scale a month ago. And I'm not a small man. You know what I mean? I'm not a skinny mini. But I got on that scale. I'm telling my wife's hearing this probably now for the first time. I'm 10 pounds heavier than I was on this scale.
Why did you say this before the holidays?
Well, I know.
Now you're going to be on a diet.
I know.
You know, I will say
so the question becomes, do you trust your scale?
I trust the one that I have now because I like it. But like I said, I bought a new scale a couple months ago because I thought that this isn't right.
Does your husband step on the scale?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm whatever. Like, does he ever share with you what he weighs?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's consistent.
He's pretty consistent. But... like I said, I got this new scale and then it was heavier than the one that I have now. So I said, well, this one's broken too, clearly. So Amazon returned it. Free returns. This thing's broken too. This one's not working.
And is it a digital one or it's digital.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I need the ounces.
Oh, really? You go to the I'm X amount of point something.
Yes.
Wow. All
Mary? Right.
Mary, I don't think Mary.
Yes.
Do you have a scale in your home?
Yes, I do, and I weigh myself every day, just like Lindsay.
Every day?
And do you do it by the ounce? Like, ooh, I'm down 2 ounces today.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I do. But I stay within, like, a 3-pound range.
Me too.
If I go over that, I freak out.
Oh, really?
I never used to, but now I just like to maintain
my
weight.
But you're super active.
Yeah.
And, I mean, both of you are both thin and in shape. And
yeah, I do something every day.
Right.
Physical, you know.
Right. That's how my wife is every day. She does something physical every day.
But when I was having kids and stuff, you know, when I was in my 30s, I was like, whatever.
Lindsay.
I couldn't help it because, you know, you're having kids. And
I work out every day, I would say.
Well, then we didn't. Yeah. You guys do now.
No,
but
she said when she was in her 30s, she didn't care when you said, I got the ring. And
just didn't care. I don't know. It's weird. But no, I have a digital, so.
And so do you do it like Lindsay does religiously?
In
the morning, you get up and you...
And you pretty much can't have the clothes on because that weighs more then.
Right.
You can't, yeah. Right. So that's what I do first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. No water. You need to just get that.
It's a whole thing.
But first.
Yeah. It's tough this time of year, though. Right? Because there's a lot going on.
It is. But I told you before, like, I right now I'm actually loving my scale because I've been so busy that I haven't, I really have, I feel like I haven't had time to eat. But I can tell you that January 2nd, if we have to talk again.
Right. Might not happen.
Might not.
You might have find some time
yeah,
to eat.
Might hate my scale again. But it is what it is. I mean.
Well, I'm curious if people do that, like if they have a thing where they use a scale and they trust their scale, or do they go through a lot of different scales until they get the answer that they want? You know? But let me ask you this. When you go to the doctor and they want to put you on the scale, do you go on it?
Do I? Well, I have to go on it.
You don't,
but
have,
I always,
you don't
those,
have to.
Those scales are the worst.
I always take my shoes off and my sweater.
They never let you take much off because you don't have time. It's like, come on.
Oh, no. I say, excuse me.
Yeah.
I said, I have to take my, I mean, it's
you
in the winter. It's
off.
Like the boots.
Yeah.
The sweat, like the big bulky sweaters. I'm not stepping on the scale with that. And you're right, Mary. They are the worst. I feel like those are the broken
yeah,
ones.
But don't you hate them, Lindsay? The ones in the hallway?
Yes.
On the way to the examining
and
room?
And everybody's walking past. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
It's like, why did they put it there? It's so rude.
Right. Right. All right. Well, 591-7200 if you step on scales and you trust your scale, or do you buy lots of different scales? And then the question is, do you do the digital scale or do you do the analog scale? See, that's the thing that I wonder about the digital scale, how accurate they are. Because it's all electronic.
They're all different.
Right.
They're all different.
Right. I don't know. What do you think? We'll see. All right, let's do this. What time is it? 11:20 in the morning. We will take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are, hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out?
Yes. Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple. there is a nip in the air, though.
Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas, Christmas time is
welcome
here.
Back, 11:23 in the morning.
Songs and songs we love to hear.
Lou Manfredini, Lindsay Smithwick, in for Bill and Wendy this morning. We'll be here till noon, and then the Wintrust business lunch comes your way, and then we're going to go on the bonus. I've never done a show on the stream. It's like a new thing for me.
I know, me neither.
Yeah. Where do we go, Jasmine? Do we go to another studio? Do we do it down here? Do we go upstairs?
We go to Studio A.
Upstairs?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Do we have to, like, race up there?
We have a couple minutes, so we don't have to race.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it's sort of like, you know, I don't know how many people know this, but on my Saturday show with the Mr. Fix-It Show, we now do Lindsay and I, and Lindsay produces it as well. We do a show in New York before the Mr. Fix-It Show, and then we do a show in Los Angeles after the Mr. Fix-It Show. And we literally, when we get done with the Chicago show, walk in and they're playing the opening music of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember we're in Los Angeles, which is, I didn't actually think I've said WGN at all yet in Los Angeles.
No.
Not yet.
I don't know how you keep all those traits.
Well.
Truly.
It's fun. All right. Let's see. We were talking about scales. Nancy says that she takes everything off before she gets on the scale. Nancy, do you weigh yourself every day?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. And totally naked on a digital scale. But what I told the girl that answered the phone was I belong to Weight Watchers.
Oh.
So every Saturday, I take my nail polish off. I take my jewelry off. I take everything that can possibly be removed
You're
off.
You're kidding.
And I wear the same clothes every week.
You take your nail polish
off? Oh, because you have to, when you go to Weight Watchers, do you weigh yourself in front of everybody?
No. No, it's very private.
Oh.
Very private.
I see.
Yeah.
But
the person who weighs you has to note it.
Oh,
you have to know it. You in your head.
But when you wait. Now I'm curious because I've had friends that have been really successful. But how many years have you done Weight Watchers, Nancy?
Probably about two.
And are you happy with it? And you've seen the results.
It is the best. I'm a registered nurse too, so it is the best program. And they just started a new program called Freestyle. And it involves no tracking if you don't want to, which is the big thing. They found out that about 60% of the people were not tracking. So Now they
what does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean, tracking?
You have to write down every single thing that you eat.
Oh. Because, right, Weight Watchers is like a points thing, right?
Correct. Correct. But now it's a little bit relaxed. They have a number of zero-point foods that you can eat, and they don't even care if you track, as long as you watch what you're eating, and the scale will show the results. And it is by far the best. It is a lifestyle change.
Are you taking notes?
It's not a diet.
Right.
I'm sorry?
No.
I think Lou's taking notes over here.
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I have.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. You know, and unfortunately, men lose quicker. They just do.
What's unfortunate about that? I'm a man. Life. Why is that unfortunate, Nancy? Why you got to be such a man hater?
Lou, let's face it.
You know,
well, we sit there and you know, I'm desperate to get my husband to join, and he will not. And he thinks it's just like a rah-rah session. And it's really not. It is a lot of sharing among the members about food finds that they have and recipes and different management.
Is it mostly women? Is it mostly women, though?
No, you know, I'm seeing an upsurge of men, and that's what I was just going to say. When they do celebrate losses, the men are always like twice as much as the women, but that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Hmm.
That's okay.
Hmm.
I think it is a lifestyle that you can live with for the rest of your life.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the takeaway is from our conversation here, Nancy. When I go put this myself on our brand new scale where I'm heavier on my scale, I am definitely taking my nail polish off.
Oh,
there you go.
Nancy, hang on a second. Lindsay's going to give you a prize. What are you going to give her?
We're going to go. Oh, we'll give you a $100 gift card. Oh, this probably isn't right.
Wait, what was it?
Well, you know, these are on your cheat days. How about a $100 gift card to Lobstergram, the original lobster delivery company, and the perfect.
You know how many points lobsters? How many points are lobsters?
Order Lobstergram.
Lobster probably doesn't have that many points.
Well, there you go.
Right. Well, let's finish that.
It was either that or a pizza. Lumaldotti's pizza.
All right. Hold on a second. Jasmine will get your information. I love how you're like self-editing yourself. We're going to send you. Oh, this is probably not a good idea. You were going to give her a Lumaldotti's pizza. I'm like, Lou Malnati's pizza, not
cheat
the
days. Yeah, that's a cheat day.
Right. See, the problem is I have friends that could care less about food.
I don't understand those people.
I love food.
I do too.
Right. Like I love to try different stuff and, you know, and I love, you know, whatever. That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going back. Weight Watchers for Men. What do you think? Should do like whatever happened to that Seattle Sutton, right? Where I want to be make it simple. Here, eat this, eat that.
The cleanse you did last year.
It worked, but you know it worked.
It's hard,
and it's hard because it's not that satisfying. That's the problem.
Well, and you do a lot of meals out with.
I do a ton of
with
those.
Business meetings or business really lunches hard. Or dinners, and so it's hard to say, I'll just have the chocolate.
You just gotta love me for who I am.
I know,
right?
And we do.
All right, 11:29 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Rudolph,
you're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on the Voice of Chicago.
I didn't know that one said Mr. Fix-It Show. Sorry, how about a different one? It's not the Mr. Fix-It Show. It's the Bill and Wendy Show with Lou and Lindsay.
250 strands of light.
Oh, didn't we do that one? Here, do this one. There we go.
Merry Christmas, George. Merry Christmas, Booby Ho! Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful Billy Alone!
That's the one.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Andy Williams, dead or alive?
Keep ringing.
Andy Williams, dead or alive?
Want me to Google it?
Yeah. This is Andy Williams. Love Andy Williams.
I'm thinking he's not with us anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't, but yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's the holidays. Right, that's, do you remember the Andy Williams specials on TV, right?
Absolutely. Oh, 2012, yeah. He passed.
He died in 2012. Yeah. He left us, and how old was he? He lived a good life. He must have been pretty old.
I was born in 27.
1927, so he would have been 90.
84.
So he'd be 90 now.
80, oh, yes.
Right. Wow. How about that? Andy
that's
Williams.
Christmas.
That is Christmas mm-hmm. right there. Well, anyway, that's a good one. I like that Andy Williams song. You know, we were talking about the Amazon Alexa and with the CNET guy. We use it all the time mm-hmm. at our house, and we just tell it to play Christmas music, and it plays Christmas music.
The best.
It just keeps going and going and going. And I have it connected to the stereo, even though that's driving me crazy, but that's a whole other story because it doesn't always connect, and then I'm like, annoying. My OCD is like, why isn't it connecting? And I can't make it to work. So, anyway, you don't have one.
We have a
you have one. Uh-huh. But do you play music through it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Christmas, this is always a good time. I know, I mean, we've had Christmas music on since the middle of November because my husband and I can never agree on anything to listen to. And my kids and I can never agree on anything. So it's always this constant, but Christmas, it's just Christmas music is on and that is...
No one complains.
Nobody complains. Right. Everybody knows the words. We can sing along and
right.
it's not My Little Pony and it's not, you know, some jam band.
All right. Well, you and I were talking beforehand about, you and I were filming some videos mm-hmm. for, the new Tallulah Twos that we do on Saturday mornings on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Right.
And then in a passing moment while we were filming those videos, you said something to me about this charcoal.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
I was looking. My eyes are always open for new products to feature on your show that are in regard to the home.
Okay.
And somehow this link popped up with the best rated or best reviewed items on Amazon that are really weird or something like that. So I was like, well, this looks interesting. Or, you know, the most unique things.
Okay.
And so I clicked on it and I continued to read. And all of a sudden, I mean, there was a ton of stuff. And actually, I did find some for your segment on Saturday mornings that are interesting. And I think some of them we even featured for the holiday gift ideas. But
right.
then there was this two of them that I bought for myself. That are very interesting but had great reviews. So I thought, hey, I'm going to give it a shot. And look at me, I'm smiling pretty.
Okay, we'll talk to the listeners about what it is.
So has anybody ever used charcoal to whiten their teeth? Anybody?
Kim?
No, but I'm very interested because I have a wedding coming up in June. I need very nice white teeth.
Are you getting married again?
Oh, no, my son is.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to...
Son number two.
Wow. And so you're looking for some way to whiten your teeth.
Yeah,
I can't see you on the camera, but I bet you have pretty white teeth.
They're not bad, but you know.
Yeah, well, listen to this. This is some kind of... It literally is charcoal.
So I get a little pot of like powder, black powder. And what you do is you dip your toothbrush into the black. You get it a little wet. You dip it into the powder. And then you brush your teeth for like... You know, 1 or 2 minutes.
And how does it work?
You look like you are drinking black oil.
Your mouth is covered in like black, like you just swallowed charcoal.
Okay.
And but she's brushing your... I gotta see.
And then you spit it out, and then you can even follow it with a charcoal toothpaste, which I bought it too, of course. Sucker. And but I'm telling you, it
have you
works.
Seen a difference?
Yes.
Okay. Can we name the product?
Well, I mean, you just Google go out to Amazon and Google charcoal toothpaste.
Okay.
What does it taste like?
You will get a ton. There are so many different brands, they're cheap. I mean, it's like $10. I don't even think it's $10. What's the harm? And it works, and it's natural. And now,
right? But is it like legit? Like, in other words, it's not like some guy's making it in his basement.
I mean, I don't think it's FDA approved by like a 1 out of 4 out of 5. Dentists approve it yet.
Well, charcoal drinks are big now,
but,
you know, like charcoal lemonade and stuff.
Right.
So it's, you know, people drink it. So
wait
I'm
a
sure
minute.
Yes,
what do you mean? I've never even heard of that.
I have a
what do you mean charcoal
right
lemonade? What is charcoal lemonade?
I see it. My son lives in L.A. and it's like the biggest, hottest seller everywhere you go there at juice bars and stuff.
And what is that supposed to do?
It's supposed to help you, I don't know, just...
Pretend like you work in a coal mine? What is it supposed to do?
Activated charcoal is a potent, natural treatment used to trap toxins and chemicals in the body, allowing them to be flushed out of the body so it doesn't reabsorb them. It's used for natural healing.
Okay.
It's made from coconut
shells. Did
you
see, Kim, are you a 60 Minutes watcher?
Yes.
Okay. Did you happen to see the story, and I'm gonna forget his name. He's a chef. That went to Puerto Rico, and he started feeding people in Puerto Rico after the hurricane. He's some famous L.A. chef. He's Puerto Rican himself. Okay. Did you see that story at all?
Is it Andres?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I remember seeing it. I didn't actually see the 60 Minute show, but
do you know what one of his things is, like, that he's done for years internationally, is to get in some of these third world countries, they cook on top of charcoal all the time. Mm-hmm. And the health negative things of cooking on charcoal,
this is different charcoal.
But isn't that the smoke also? Isn't that part of the health issue?
I understand. But the people in the coal mines get the iron lung disease or whatever it's called. I just worry about the whole charcoal. Hold on a second. Tom is on the line. Tom, you use the same toothpaste?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I love the show.
Are you from West Virginia?
I bought it at the health food store, though. I'm from Kankakee.
Oh, well. Tom. Southern Illinois, yeah. Central Illinois? Kankakee.
Kankakee, South Central.
What do you call it?
The charcoal?
No. When somebody says to you, oh, Tom, you're from Kankakee County, is that Southern Illinois?
Oh, no. God, no.
No.
Iroquois County is Southern Illinois.
God, all right.
So he's in Bertrand's camp.
All right. You're in Bertrand's camp. You weren't listening. Okay, so you bought the charcoal thing at the health food store, and?
Yes. And the girl said, well, go ahead and try it. So I did. And then I watched a video. You can YouTube a video, and it shows these two guys using it. Mm-hmm. I used it for 3 days, and you look hideous. You look like you're a monster. And you get all this black gook, and you can't get it out. You end up brushing your teeth after you use the charcoal.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to.
No, right, but, I mean, it's such a worrisome thing, because it's like you just dipped into your fireplace and just rubbed it all over your teeth.
You look like Bert from...
you rinse and spit. Rinse and spit, I do.
Okay,
have to do
so
a lot.
My question is, you use it for 3 days. Did your teeth get any whiter?
Oh, God, no. I mean, whenever I go back to the health food store, it's gone. It's no longer there. I mean, no.
Oh, they don't even sell it anymore.
No, God, no. Right. I mean, once you put it on your teeth, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all I can say is Pepsodent.
Give Tom something off of him. Tom, you're not on Weight Watchers, are you?
No, sir. I'm
Give
not.
Tom a pizza.
Oh, good. Tom, you're getting a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home to Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com.
I worry about the... See how I'm worried about...
You don't even know what else... You want to know what else I got?
Yeah.
I got a face cream made of snail slime. Don't I look prettier?
I draw the line on that.
I'm not going to say anything because we just had the conversation. I can't say anything.
It's called Snail Repair Cream. Great reviews on Amazon, and I'm one of them.
Repair for what?
It's like a lotion. It's like a face lotion.
And what is it? Snail spit?
Like snail goo. You know the goo that like snails leave behind?
Kim, you have a wedding coming up.
I do enjoy escargot.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's snail mucus extract.
Oh. And you put that on your face?
Hey, you don't get this beautiful.
Right,
glow,
exactly.
You do
I guess
glow,
if
not gonna
yeah,
lie.
Right, exactly. When you look as good as you, who's arguing? Right? You got charcoal in your mouth and snail goo on your face. She's a beauty. 11:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Do that. No, I want an official red undercover knife. Do you want to get ready by the laser rifle?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back. 11:51 in the morning. Lou and Lindsay sitting in for Bill and Wendy this morning. Steve Bertrand coming up with the Wintrust Business Lunch in just a few minutes. And then we'll continue on to the stream where... should we tease them with like stories that aren't true? Like, oh, and we'll tell you about the baby we had out of wedlock, like that, right? So that'll be on the stream. Anyway, all right. So I'm curious about the charcoal in your face that you scrub away. Is that some? No. But in other words, is that some kind of thing that was like an old, like they did in the olden days?
You know, I don't. To be honest, I haven't done that much research on it. I'm totally a sucker for this stuff. I just say, "Oh, this looks good," so I'm the queen of weird remedies and cleanses and
and you know, juice diets, and I, that's just...
Well, so you're talking about skincare, okay, and I will tell you this, is that I take medicine for hypertension, you know, from a doctor, subscribe a doctor. And then I was doing some research, and they were saying that fish oil is supposed to really help with, like, heart health and whatever. And so, you know, it was recommended that I take some fish oil. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. And you can buy the fish oil at, you know, like the GNC. And the pills are giant.
Right.
Right? It's like you could ride them. They're so big. And I started taking them. And I noticed that when I, so then I started taking them. And then I noticed that my complexion was like...
I was
better.
I thought it was snail mucus.
No, it was not snail mucus. And so then I read a little bit about that, that it said that that was something as well. So I'm not opposed to, you know how, like here's a weird thing to talk about at 11, you know, natural remedies, things that, or stuff that you don't think is supposed to, you know how some people can get like the toe fungus, which is really hard to get rid of?
No, but okay. Yes.
Well, you know, they and they have all this medicine that you can take that works and doesn't work. Some people claim that you can use Vicks Vapor Rub.
I have a funny story about the toe fungus. Okay. When David and I first started, my husband and I first started dating, like, a decade ago. But,
oh, you're not going
to? No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
So,
just making sure that you get to go home.
You know, I started, all women do it. I was snooping. And I found this
snooping
thing
where?
In the bathroom. I was just like,
oh, like you're dating this? Looking in the medicine cabinet.
I'm like, oh, what do they have in here? And I found this thing of Lamisil, which I had no idea what it was. But I'm like, oh my gosh, he has
the
a
funk
disease. No, he has some, I didn't know what it was. I thought he had some like STD. So I'm going on the computer and I'm like, okay. And I told him this years later, I said, I found your Lamisil. And he said, it's for my toe fungus. I know. I Googled it.
The athlete.
You passed the test.
Right, right.
Hey, we all do it.
Right.
Did gotta you find out.
You snoop? Do you think really?
Snoop?
Snooped in the medicine cabinet?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right?
I do remember when we first started dating once, not dating, when we were working together, when we dated.
See, this is where.
This is on the stream. You had just started producing for me. And back when the station was in the, we were in this building, but we were in the old places. Remember there was like a weekend little producer's area? Mm-hmm. Remember it was like a little corner where, you know, we were the weekend people, right? And I remember coming in there and for some reason or whatever, and you had a coat there and a purse, and the purse was there, and there was a pack of cigarettes in your purse. And I literally think it was either the first or second time we'd worked together. And I remember coming home and my wife, Mary Beth, said, so how's your new producer? And, oh, she's really nice, you know, and this and that. I think she smokes.
I remember when you told me that for the first time, because right now that sounds, or it would have, it's crazy, but when you said that, I thought, wow, I must have had a great night.
Right. The night before. That you had like a pack of cigarettes in your purse.
Whenever I smoked a cigarette, you know it was a good night the night before. I was having fun somewhere.
That's funny. That was funny. So I guess that was sort of a snooping.
I know.
As
what
well.
A great first impression I left.
Right. I can't even remember.
Luckily, you don't hold grudges.
No, I don't. I definitely don't. No. So anyway. All right. So we are, it was fun to fill in today.
It
very
was
nice.
Fun. Thank you, for
thank you Bill
me.
And Wendy, for doing that. Like I said to Steve Cochran, he just wanted to make sure that it wasn't anything better than they do. So that's why they had us come in and do that, which was very nice. And Jasmine is always nice working with you. If they don't treat you well on this show, you let me know, okay? Because I will come down here and I will slap them like you don't have an idea.
She sets the bar for me pretty much. I said, why do you even have me as a producer, Lou, when you walked in? Because she's awesome.
She's on it.
She had like everything printed out. I like throw papers at you at the last minute.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I don't even know what it's like to work with a real producer until I come here today. Right.
Thanks.
Okay, so now we've never done the stream thing, so we're going to go on the stream. And then I don't even know, how do you get to the stream? How do people get there? Do they go to the website?
Yes. So if they go to the website and they go to the top of the website, it should say, listen to Lou and Lindsay bonus hour.
Oh.
Click on that and it'll take you to a link and then you can go to the bonus hour.
Got it. And then you just listen to it on your computer.
You can listen to it on a computer or your phone.
Or your phone.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? What do you think that's going to be?
Who knew?
Who knew that kind of stuff existed? All right. So you want to take a quick break before we get to Steve Bertrand? Is that what you want us to do?
Yes.
All right. We'll take a quick break and talk to Steve right after this. Welcome back. It's 11:59 in the morning. Steve Bertrand is sitting in, getting ready for the Wintrust business lunch.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
I really didn't know you were going to come in, so it was such a nice surprise. I didn't know.
I don't know, was it?
Yeah. Are you back tomorrow?
No. Oh. It's one night only. It's Lindsay, like the Blues Brothers.
Lindsay, would you come back tomorrow?
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
She would.
Kelly Leonard's going to be in a little bit later. He's got that podcast here, you know, from Second City. You know,
I do know Kelly.
Getting to Yes And. And this week he talked to the chief education evangelist at Google. About getting Google in schools and teaching kids coding and things like that. So we'll talk to him a little bit later. I have a series this week about a couple of scientists at AbbVie who've come out of retirement. They're volunteering their time to come up with the cure or a treatment for a neglected disease, river blindness.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that. It's super interesting, the fact that it affects so many, but I heard your piece saying that it's just not advantageous for the drug companies to get into it.
I mean, the drug companies are businesses. They're there to make money. And so we're going to talk to Katie Owen, who is the head of neglected diseases for the Gates Foundation, about this. She says the businesses really are starting to take a turn and using corporate responsibility.
That's awesome.
And all that.